Bright Future, Fall 2022, read by Brian King and Kevin Treese. This newsletter contains 16 pages. Approximate reading time, 30 minutes. This recorded edition contains the entire text of the print edition, except for photo captions. This newsletter was produced for the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Bright Future, a publication of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired Division, Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services, Volume 37, Number 4, Fall 2022, 300 Northeast 18th Street, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73105, 405-521-3514. Toll free 1-800-523-0288. Fax 405-521-4582. TTY-TDD 405-521-4672. Email olbph@okdrs.gov. Website www.olbph.org. Bright Future is also available in Braille, on Oklahoma Telephone Reader, on Oklahoma Recorded Magazines, and on our website. Good news! More information about newly added books. NLS is now using publisher-provided book descriptions for new titles added to the collection. That means more information as patrons make choices from the catalog, on Bard, in Braille Book Review, and Talking Book Topics. This is an exciting development as it empowers patrons with access to the same richer, more detailed descriptions print readers get. Previously, NLS-written descriptions, known as annotations, were limited to 50 words. These publisher descriptions are longer and more complete, presenting the same information to NLS patrons that is routinely used by other libraries and book providers. These descriptions provide more insight into book topics and will make it easier for patrons to identify and search titles of interest to them. We hope you enjoy this upgraded access to NLS collections.
Director's Column by Library Director Kevin Treese. As I write, we are just into November. Halloween has passed, and by print time, Veterans Day also will have come and gone. Soon, Thanksgiving will be upon us. Who doesn't like Thanksgiving, right? All manner of traditions come into play with this holiday, and no two are totally alike. Uniqueness is a big part of our national tapestry. We're unique in our own way at the library, and so too are our patrons. We at the library are very fortunate to have the opportunity to serve our patrons, and we are so very thankful for the joy they bring us. We often receive cards from spouses, sons and daughters, caretakers, nurses, and other supporters of our service. A popular theme is how talking books filled a lot of lonely hours. Our librarians, also known as reader advisors, Andrew, Aaron, Kayla, and Marka, with help from Lacey at reception, keep patrons supplied with books aplenty, especially through the holidays. I hope all who read this short column give and receive many thanks and blessings. Worth noting and to be thankful for is that Bright Future is now transmitted in segments on our Facebook feed, making dissemination much wider. So to all the wonderful people out there, however you receive this publication, have an awesome holiday season.
Let's talk. Do you want to know the latest OLBPH news? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and learn all the news as it happens, get book recommendations, and have a little fun. We also love hearing from you, so leave a comment, like a post, or share a post with your thoughts for all your friends to see. Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/OLBPH. Twitter, https://twitter.com/olbph. Lots of Braille transcriptions provided this season by Lacey Downs, Braille Transcriber. The Business Services Program, part of DRS's Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired, hosted its 2022 Career Expo in October. To ensure accessibility for attendance, the library transcribed PowerPoint presentations and DRS brochures. We continued our partnership with the Bethany Library with three more story walks for Alma and How She Got Her Name, Frankenslime, and I Really Want the Cake. I Really Want the Cake is the November story and features a girl trying her best to resist the siren call of a chocolate cake. We also partnered with the League of Women Voters of Oklahoma to transcribe the 2022 Oklahoma Voter Guide and provided a few embossed copies. Braille guides were available at some public libraries. Oklahoma Reads, showcasing fiction and nonfiction books in our collection that are about Oklahoma, its history, and its people. By Kat Jensen, Studio Director. Coming later this fall, DBC 18962, Haunted Oklahoma, Ghosts and Strange Phenomena of the Sooner State, by Jeff Provine. Journey through Oklahoma ghost stories and legends. As you start getting ready for the holiday season, take a minute to sit back, relax, and explore the ghostly legends that are as varied and diverse as Oklahoma's history. Come explore the legends of the Runestone, Bigfoot, Mr. Apple's Mausoleum, and many more in southeast Oklahoma. From there, you can travel to the Green Hills of northeast Oklahoma to hear of lost love, strange unexplained lights, and even tour a theater where, while watching performers from today, you may also get a glimpse of performers from long ago. This story will also take you to the very center of the state in central Oklahoma. Many legends surround Oklahoma City, but have you heard of the Top Hat Man who haunts the Blanchard Cemetery? What about the circus that has never quite left the town of Edmond? Or the Goat Man said to haunt Sutton Wilderness Park? Travel to northwest Oklahoma to explore the legends of Robber's Roost and Alabaster Caverns, or maybe try to pick up a rather unusual hitchhiker on Route 66. Still ready for more adventure? Then don't forget to say hi to George at the Knox Building in Enid. Finally, round out your journey in southwest Oklahoma, where you can try and find the unexplained iron door that seems to appear and disappear at will, to the parallel forest that might be one of the eeriest man-made creations in the country. Finally, you can finish your journey touring the strange castle in Turner Falls Park, or hunting for the Wolfman in Lawton. This book shows that no matter where you might travel in Oklahoma, you are certain to be able to find an adventure of one kind or another. DBC 12216, The Undefeated, The Oklahoma Sooners and the Greatest Winning Streak in College Football, by Jim Dent. Take a look back at some glory days of Sooners football. In January 2001, the Oklahoma Sooners won their 7th national championship in a long history of Sooner football glory. The Undefeated takes you back to where the Sooner football program really started to create a name for itself. This book focuses on the Bud Wilkinson era of OU football, starting with him as Jim Tatum's assistant coach through his tenure as the head coach. This book has a strong focus on the players and coaches that took part in a 47-game winning streak that most likely will never be matched by any elite college team. This also began their winning streak of national championships, including winning back-to-back in 1955 and 1956. Wilkinson's tenure was particularly interesting since he managed the team during the post-World War II era of football. Many of the team's players were older with more life experience than in seasons past. These were not lifelong conditioned players from wealthy families. These players had grit and determination and had grown up working to keep food on the table during the Depression and defending their country during World War II. This book not only tells the story of some incredible coaches and players on the field, but it also goes into some detail about who they were off the field. It shows not only new and innovative plays and coaching styles that brought them to their amazing winning streak, including 14 conference titles from 1946 to 1959, but stories about the players as people and some crazy antics along the way. Some of the antics include Wilkinson and his appeal with the flight attendants assisting the team during air travel, and the time some of the team went to Las Vegas and John Herman Bell managed to lose a car. This helps the story appeal to more than just diehard OU football fans and lets you get to know a team and the men themselves in an interesting time in Oklahoma history. DBC 18957, Colored Leaves by Judith Rycroft. A light fall read while you sip cider and watch the leaves fall from the trees. Colored Leaves is a beautiful book of poems written and narrated by the lovely Judith Rycroft. This book includes a collection of poetry about travel, love, nature, reveries, whimsy, and nostalgia, all beautifully crafted and perfect for a chilly fall day. Judith writes as a way to preserve memories, expand and energize her internal dialogue, and process life. So, for those of you looking for a thoughtful and thought-provoking quick read, give this title a try. New Remote Control for Digital Player. Do you wish your talking book player was lighter and even easier to handle? Or maybe you have a standard player and would like it to perform more functions like the advanced version of the player. Then you're in luck, because we now have remote controls available. The Talking Book players issued by OLBPH only weigh 2.5 pounds, but we know even that is too heavy for some patrons to move comfortably. The new handheld remote control weighs just 5 ounces. It is approximately 5 inches long and 2.5 inches wide with rounded ends. The remote also essentially transforms a standard player into an advanced player by providing features such as menu, previous, next, and info. It communicates with your player through a small USB device that attaches on the right side of the player near the middle. If you think the new remote will make your listening easier, we will be happy to send you one at no charge. Volunteer Spotlight by Brian King, editor. Very few people can say they have been a volunteer reader at Libraries for the Blind in 3 different states. This accomplishment demonstrates how important both reading and volunteering are to Sharon Rue, who is the focus of our Volunteer Spotlight this season. Sharon, who now lives in Tulsa, was a volunteer narrator for the state libraries in Texas and Louisiana before reading the Tulsa World for the Oklahoma Telephone Reader OTR program at OLBPH. Born and raised in South Louisiana, she first came to Tulsa in 1969, relocated to Austin, Texas in 1985, returned to Louisiana in 2001, then, as she puts it, very happily back to Tulsa in 2020. It seemed only natural when moving back to Oklahoma that I connect with the program here, Sharon said. Her experience with Libraries for the Blind began in Austin, where she was a member of the Founder Lions Club. A representative of the Talking Books program at the Texas State Library was a guest speaker at one of their meetings. She was impressed by how relevant the message was to the Lions, who have a long commitment to supporting blind and visually impaired people all over the world. Our world depends heavily on the work of volunteers, Sharon writes. Giving even a small part of time to worthwhile programs like the Oklahoma Telephone Reader gives me a feeling of engagement, even as a tiny thread, in an enormous fabric of human caring. My rewards are without measure. Reading is far from being a chore for Sharon. In fact, it is one of her irreplaceable pleasures. Books and the worlds they open to me are like magic between two covers, she said. To imagine not having the stories, the history, the flights of fancy, the learning, the sheer joy that books provide would be a major loss in my life. Since she lives in Tulsa and the OLBPH is headquartered in Oklahoma City, Sharon appreciates how she can contribute from the comfort of her home and not have to drive a long distance each week. OTR allows me to volunteer from my laptop sitting at my kitchen counter. As I am reading articles, I imagine the people who might look forward each day to hearing a voice reading just for them. The training to do this was painless and patient. Staff members were available for some initial hand-holding, but they were very reassuring and supportive. In no time, I was flying solo every Thursday morning. Sharon has a bachelor's degree in psychology and a Master of Arts in Urban Studies from the University of Tulsa. She is now retired from a career in managing nonprofit organizations. She is currently enrolled in a program to become a Master Gardener through the Tulsa County OSU Extension. Book Corner by Andrew Shockley, Administrative Librarian. This quarter's Book Corner is a goulash of tantalizing possibilities. Thanksgiving is near, so a few titles centering on Turkey Day are included, two fiction classics, and one nonfiction. Also, with Queen Elizabeth II's death and the accession of King Charles III, biographies of each may be of interest to you. Happy reading! DB31284, The Thanksgiving Visitor by Truman Capote. In this Capote novella, 8-year-old Buddy was constantly being bullied by Odd Henderson, so it was a surprise to him when Odd, with neatly combed hair and an embarrassed look on his face, appeared at Buddy's door on Thanksgiving. DB74430, Elizabeth the Queen, The Life of a Modern Monarch, by Sally Bedell Smith. Written in 2012 by a contributing editor of Vanity Fair, this best-selling biography covers Elizabeth's childhood, coronation, and work ethic, and concludes with her Diamond Jubilee. It includes anecdotes about palace intrigues and her relationships with family, friends, and politicians. DB63923, Shantaram, by Gregory David Roberts. This adventure and suspense novel involves an Australian bank robber, Lindsay Ford, who escapes from prison and flees under an assumed name to India, where he hides in the slums of Mumbai. Aided by tour guide Prabaker, Lindsay learns the local customs and language, becomes part of the city's mafia, and falls in love with a local. DB9773, An Old-Fashioned Thanksgiving, by Louisa May Alcott. The author of Little Women penned this warm Thanksgiving novella with a surprise ending. The 7 Bassett children decide to prepare Thanksgiving dinner themselves after their parents leave suddenly to care for an ailing grandmother. It includes recipes from the dinner. DB88248, Prince Charles, The Passions and Paradoxes of an Improbable Life, by Sally Bedell Smith. Published in 2017, this biography of Prince Charles, now King Charles III, is by the same author of the Queen Elizabeth biography above. Using years of research and hundreds of interviews, the author sheds light on the death of Diana, Charles's marriage to Camilla, and his preparations to take the throne. Begins with his lonely childhood, follows his years at school, his many pursuits, and his complicated familial relationships. DBC11593, Invisible Courage, by Philomena Tripp. Born with multiple disabilities, the author of this inspirational memoir immigrates from the Azores when she is 12 and embarks on a new life in America. Deepened by faith, love, and adventure, New Bedford, Massachusetts becomes her new home. DB65154, A Great and Godly Adventure, by Godfrey Hodgson. The first Thanksgiving wasn't celebrated with turkey and didn't take place in 1621. Indeed, the settlers were lucky not to be wiped out during their first winter. They probably would have been if the local Indian population had not been affected even worse by disease and starvation. In this fascinating history of America's favorite creation myth, peppered with delightful and unexpected insights, the author throws new light on the radicalism of the pilgrims, the financing of their trip, the state of the Indian tribes that they encountered, and the reason why Plymouth probably didn't have a rock. DB 98296, Amish Front Porch Stories by Wanda Brunstetter. This is for the fans of Amish fiction out there. This collection of 18 short stories by Wanda Brunstetter highlights life in Amish country. 9 themes: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance are illustrated by 2 short stories each. DB 66957, Vermeer's Hat by Timothy Brook. In this unique take on history, Timothy Brook explores 17th century European commerce and trade through the art of Dutch painter Johannes Vermeer. The author considers what the items depicted in such paintings, dishware, clothing, etc., reveal about Europe's acquisition of Chinese porcelain and North American fur, and what other works say about 17th century globalization. Educators get a taste of AIM Center at conference. In early November, Oklahoma teachers, school librarians, and administrators got to see a few of the many assistive technology items available from the AIM Accessible Instructional Materials Center. The OLBPH had an exhibit table at the Oklahoma Society for Technology in Education, OKSTE, conference in Tulsa. The estimated attendance was 650. The Back 40 by Jim Kettler, contract monitor and BEP training associate. My friend Alex and I had a routine for a while, meeting together once a week to collaborate. During these sessions, I learned a lot about Alex, myself, and life. One thing Alex talked about was spending a lot of time in her head. That term resonated with me because I, too, spend a lot of time in my head. Where this subject led at least once was to the subject of mindfulness. We use the term mindful pretty commonly, but the meaning of mindfulness may not be as familiar. If you look up the definition, you will find a vast array of meanings, from just simple awareness to Zen-based spirituality. What I'm talking about is just being keenly aware of the moment, yourself, your surroundings, and your senses, then appreciating what you are experiencing. Long story not quite as long, I have been trying to cultivate more of a spirit of mindfulness in myself. Simple, eh? Not necessarily. Did I tell you I have a bit of ADD in my DNA? Yes, that complicates matters. For example, did you ever set about sorting and arranging old photographs? I did, and never finished. Oh, I remember this moment. We were at Uncle Claude's farm pumping water from his well, and then Uncle Herman and Aunt Myrtle drove up. Sad story, isn't it? So as I continue to try and become more mindful, I also continue to spend a lot of time in my head. Sometimes it is more pronounced than other times. For example, this past week I remembered my grandmother, Grace Pearson, singing an old song to me. It was The Preacher and the Bear. She sang it with such gusto, complete with bear growls, dramatic emphasis and pauses, all with her elderly, crackly voice. After the first time, I would beg her to sing it over and over. Good times, seriously. Just now, as I type this out, I realize what a great combination mindfulness and spending time in my head can be. As I was telling you about my grandmother singing, I was reliving the moment, and the pleasant sensation of reliving that moment brought that moment to today. Reading can do that for us too. Using the theater of the mind is so much more impactful at a deeper level than watching a story in a movie or on TV. So spend a little time in your head and be mindful of its wonderful potential. Read a book. Do you know someone who could use OLBPH? Think for a moment about the people you know, relatives, friends, neighbors, people in church and civic groups, and so on. There's a good chance one or more of them needs a different way to enjoy books, magazines, and newspapers. They may have worsening low vision, eye diseases, or could be dealing with conditions that make holding traditional books difficult or even impossible. Tens of thousands of Oklahomans are eligible for OLBPH's free statewide audiobook service, but they don't know about us. That's where you can help. Even with all our outreach efforts, a word-of-mouth referral from a satisfied patron or supporter is still one of the most powerful ways of raising awareness. Please encourage the person you thought of to contact OLBPH so he or she can enjoy reading again. How do you want to receive this newsletter? Email users, are you okay with having Bright Future show up in your inbox 4 times a year? Or would you rather have a large print copy delivered to your mailbox? Perhaps you received this issue in the traditional mail, but have a working email address and would prefer electronic delivery. Email is more affordable, faster, and much easier to distribute. You can help us improve efficiency by sharing your email address with us. It will not be used for any other purpose or shared with any other organization, so you don't have to worry about getting more unwanted messages. If you would like us to change how you receive Bright Future, please let us know by calling 405-521-3514, 800-523-0288, or emailing olbph@okdrs.gov. Bright Future is the official publication of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. It was printed by Heritage Solutions in El Reno, Oklahoma. It is published 4 times a year. Kevin Treese is the library director, and Brian King is the editor. In providing information to readers of Bright Future, the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services does not endorse any product or service referred to by this newsletter. This publication is authorized by the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services in accordance with state and federal regulations, with copies deposited with the Oklahoma Department of Libraries Publications Clearinghouse. Cost of printing and distribution was $2,632.45 for 2,300 copies. DRS does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, age, gender, religion, genetic information, gender identity, sexual orientation, political affiliation, marital status, disability, or ancestry in employment or the provision of services. For additional copies, contact the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 405-521-3514. End of Bright Future. Recorded in the studios of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, November 2022. Monitored by Kat Jensen. Reviewed by Scott C. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. If you experienced any difficulty with your copy of this recording, please contact your cooperating network library or send an email to olbph@okdrs.gov. End of newsletter.